A woman braces herself against the wind as she strides along the water's edge. Menacing blue-gray clouds gather above her. A gust blows her apron back.
But there is something about her power and fortitude that is just really astounding. She has such heroic proportions in terms of how she's just trudging into that wind.
In the spring of 1881, Winslow Homer began a new and transformative period in his career in the seaside town of Cullercoats, England. Homer spent roughly 18 months in this rugged fishing village and artist colony on the North Sea, sketching the fishermen, and especially the fisherwomen, who made their living amid the harsh climate. Sylvia Yunt.
And here, even though he had painted women at the seashore famously in the Eagle Head picture in the Met's collection, here he's bringing a newfound gravitas, I would say, to these depictions of women. And this image in particular, which was one of his most ambitious watercolors that came out of the Cullercoats experience. There is a pool of water in front of her, so he has this wonderful reflective play of light in that element. But she's also right on the ocean, it seems. Like that a wave could come and kind of cast her aside. There's such a great, powerful intimacy and closeness between the water, the sea, and that figure. He's capturing the climate of the place more than anything else, as well as the power and the fortitude of these figures who found a way to survive there.